Before the launch of iTunes, Jobs met with almost 24 major artists, including Bono, Mick Jagger, and Sheryl Crow. He would call me at home, relentless, at 10 at night, to say he still needed to get to Led Zeppelin or Madonna, Warner's Roger Ames recalled. He was determined, and nobody else could have convinced some of these artists. Perhaps the oddest meeting was when Dr. Dre came to visit Jobs at Apple headquarters. Jobs loved the Beatles and Dylan, but he admitted that the appeal of rap eluded him. Now Jobs needed Eminem and other rappers to agree to be sold in the iTunes store, so he huddled with Dr. Dre, who was Eminem's mentor. After Jobs showed him the seamless way the iTunes store would work with the iPod, Dr. Dre proclaimed, "Man, somebody finally got it right." On the other end of the musical taste spectrum was the trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. He was on a West Coast fundraising tour for jazz at Lincoln Center and was meeting with Jobs' wife, Loreen. Jobs insisted that he come over to the house in Palo Alto, and he proceeded to show off iTunes. "What do you want to search for?" he asked Marsalis. "Beethoven," the trumpeter replied. "Watch what it can do." Jobs kept insisting when Marsalis' attention would wander. "See how the interface works?" Marsalis later recalled, "I don't care much about computers," and kept telling him so, but he goes on for 2 hours. He was a man possessed. After a while, I started looking at him and not the computer, because I was so fascinated with his passion.